Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're launching here in hour three of the show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Another great website to visit is Sam's site. That's obscuredtruth.com. Well, actually, there's no real website there. It's a link to your YouTube channel where people can see some really great videos that you've been producing over the last year or so. Of course, more to come. In fact, I believe you're going to be uploading a new one here relatively soon.
Uploading a new one. It's a little different style than what I've done before, but we'll see what people think.
People can see that over at obscuredtruth.com, and make sure you click the subscribe button so you can keep up to date on what Sam is releasing, because it's good stuff. All right, we continue here with your phone calls, and we're going to try Jeremy again. Jeremy in Montana. All right, you got a point for us? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to explain myself, you know, because when I'm listening to you guys and the other callers and everything, I call up on a subject that you're talking about, and then, like, you have three or four other callers, and then all of a sudden, something that really means a lot to me about all of them comes along, and I want in on all of them. Hey, I wish you guys would do that every time I call, whether I'm drinking or not.
I'm doing it, Jeremy. That's all Ian.
I've always wondered if the callers could hear that.
Yes. I can make it so they can't, but yeah, they can hear them right now.
Well, I want that to be my motto, whether I'm drinking or not. But
yeah, you need a theme song. Like Nazareth, son of a bitch. We could cue that up every time you call.
Now I'm messing with her.
Yeah, except that would take more work on my part.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy,
you guys ain't afraid to have fun a little bit, you know?
No, we're not. And you're not either, obviously, and I appreciate that. And we like to have a little bit of fun on this show. In fact, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it.
But I was calling about the Starbucks thing earlier because that's going to put all those guys that are going to jail and doing a community service for the courts out of work, you know, if everyone starts doing that. So.
Well, that's an interesting point. Will there be any more volunteer opportunities if indeed a whole bunch of people step up and volunteer? What will happen to those doing community service? I don't know. I think there'll always be something else you can do. You can always go pick up litter somewhere or something like that. Inevitably, there will be something.
Oh, military recruitments are up just because the economy is going south and people are finding themselves with no alternatives for jobs. So the government's the only one hiring because they're not using real money. They're just printing it
up. They can make as much as they want. Jeremy, any other thoughts tonight?
Yeah, I had one other thing. I was wondering if there's any way to do a free trial on the AMP line until I could get a credit card, you know, like a paid credit card, because I don't believe in credit cards. But
you know, it never hurts to ask. However, I'm not going to do that. So you'll have to come up with something, or you know, you've got internet, you can email, or you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and there are instructions there as to how you could pay with a money order. So we can accept alternate options. You don't necessarily have to have a credit card. So check that out. All right.
Because that way I have time to type out my message, and I don't have to be Mr. Speedo all the freaking time.
There you go. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
What does the AMP line have to do with the typing out a message?
I have no idea.
And I don't know what the Speedo thing is.
Mr. Speedo to you, sir. It's Mr. Speedo.
That's what we can call him from now on when he calls in. Mr. Speedo.
Let's talk to Chip in Missouri. Chip, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Are you familiar that the New World Order is trying to kill? It was used to be 80%, then 90%, now it's 99% of us, according to Alex Jones, because he ruined the economy. Alex Jones is a fact machine. They're trying to kill 99% of us.
Is a fact machine? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Did you hear? He was talking about how animals are going to sue us and the cockroaches are going to sue us.
Yeah, well, so I don't know. I don't listen to the show, so can't comment. Hello?
You don't kill them because we might get sued.
Who are we? What now? Say that again.
Alex Jones said, like, animals are going to be suing us now. And
he
specifically mentioned the cockroaches. So I want to, like, spread the information. Like,
sounds like misinformation to me. Now, look, yeah, I don't know Alex Jones, but, Sam, you've actually had the opportunity to do a little business with him. Does he sound like the kind of guy who would say that cockroaches would be suing someone?
I don't think so. No, I'm not a regular listener to the show. I've heard a few segments off of YouTube. I watched the Naomi Wolf interview. Was one of my favorites. I found that to be very factual. He backs up all of his stories with sources, and saying that cockroaches are going to come back and sue people through the government courts, that...
Well, perhaps lawyers will file class action suits if animals get enough rights, as plenty of the far-left progressive types want to see that happen. Then lawyers would file class action suits. Now the animals themselves, yeah. I don't know how they're going to benefit.
Now, that makes some sense.
Now, I've heard him claim that the elites want to destroy over 80% of the world's population. I haven't heard it up to 99% at this point, but I'll go ahead and rebut that one. It just doesn't make sense to me why, if you are an elite and what you're in search of is power over others, why you would want to exterminate 80% of the world's working population.
Of your livestock.
Essentially, yes, the livestock of which you are extracting wealth from, and that toil in factories around the world to create the very products and things that you enjoy in your life as a world elite. So it just doesn't make sense from their perspective of if they are enjoying their life in their pretty houses and their fancy cars and their fancy boats, why they would want all those things to stop production. Because if you kill the producers, you'll stop production. Yeah, any thoughts to that? Anything to add, caller? He's gone. 800-259-9231. I didn't think he'd have much to say.
The best analogy I've heard for the bankers that really kind of brought it home for me is if you're playing the game of Monopoly and one player in the game has the ability to print the Monopoly money, who's going to end up with all the property?
That player.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what the bankers are doing, and what the Federal Reserve is able to do by printing all this money. They put the economy through these boom and bust cycles by inflating and reducing the money supply and taking capital in the process.
Right, and what good would it do? I mean, to continue with the analogy of the Monopoly analogy, what good would it do if you were that Monopoly player who was printing the money and owning all the property? Why would you want to exterminate the other players in the game? Then you wouldn't be able to extract any rent from anybody.
Yeah, and who's going to bring martinis to you?
Exactly. Thank you for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. We continue with Bill in Kentucky. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm officially scared of the police state.
You're officially scared?
Yeah. As what if happens? I wasn't already.
Okay.
Don't get a chance to watch a lot of TV, but at work I was compelled to the TV with the inauguration because everybody else wanted to see it.
Hmm.
And just the comment, more so than the fact that there were 30,000 troops there, was the fact that they said that there were 5,000 cameras on the inauguration.
5,000 government cameras or 5,000 people cameras?
5,000 security cameras. 5,000 cameras that were all linked to a central location where if they saw anything suspicious whatsoever, it would be sent to that centralized location wherever that was. And bam, we're on it, and because we got at least 30,000 people on the ground.
Well, maybe what they were trying to do was forestall the next set of conspiracy theories. You know, because every time you've got some big event like this, somebody comes out with, today was the New World Order Trilateral Commission. You know, they've got something. So with 5,000 cameras that they can report every second, every moment, every angle, every minuscule detail of the shooting of the president, which I'm not saying I want to see that happen, then they could just say, look, it wasn't the Cubans, it wasn't the CIA, it wasn't this group, it wasn't that group, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, here's the proof.
Oh, I don't know about that, Mark. The conspiracy people will always find a way to tie it back to the New World Order. Well, but
it just show how much more nuts they are with the next theory.
I don't think that they're thinking. I don't think that the government people are even considering those things. But what also, you're saying now, you're afraid of the police state. Was it the cameras that freaked you out?
Well, I mean, it's not that I wasn't already scared. You know, like, there is a police state. It's that really put it into perspective, like, it's too far gone. I mean, if you can't acknowledge after 5,000 cameras in one place that it's not gone.
Well, let me tell you, I thank you for the call. If that didn't put it into perspective, the murders that the police get away with, we'll put it into perspective. And Sam's got an update on the BART murder down in San Francisco. The cop that shot a man who was handcuffed, lying on the ground in the back in front of a crowd of people. We'll find out what the latest is on that. Take your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
The number one obstacle businesses face when they're ready to grow is the temptation to spread themselves too thin and lose their focus. You have to keep holding the mirror up to your company and asking the key questions. What do you want to be known for? Who are you serving? Stay true to yourself and your purpose. The mission statement comes first. Before you make a single call, you have to define and internalize what you're all about. That means answering three questions. Why are you doing it? What are you doing? And how will you do it? The why, what, and how of your mission statement will set the course for everything you do. See it and do it. If you can imagine a need, you can be the one to find a way to meet it. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the number, 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, all the features we give away, including updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org. That's cdevolution.org. We continue with your phone calls, and we go to OJ in Nebraska. OJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the caller about the Alex Jones stuff, I think there might be a misunderstanding there. When he's talking about cockroaches filing lawsuits against us, if Alex Jones said that, I don't think he's referring to the insects, but probably to the attorneys themselves.
Ah, that makes sense.
Anyway, last night you got to talking about Mexico and some instability there, and the possibility of the U.S. moving in and an occupation and potential for suicide terrorism was brought up. Have you been to Mexico recently?
No, I have not. No.
Okay. I've been there a couple times in the last 5 years, and even pretty far down south, you see police officers, soldiers, heavily armed, walking around in public. I argue that they're pretty much occupied right now by their own government. It's very in your face.
It shouldn't be long before it's that way here in America. I mean, it's certainly that way in some places. If you go to Wall Street, you'll see heavily armed people, heavily armed government agents and security guards walking around, and certainly the border stops, the checkpoints, the random checkpoints they have. That's kind of intimidating. And of course, we know that the U.S. military plans on having 20,000 army troops in the streets here in America by 2011. So that's coming here soon. So,
yeah. I'd kind of
look
question
out.
That.
You question that?
I don't think you're going to have troops on the street. I think what they're talking about is response for chemical or biological warfare.
That's where it starts, OJ. They're starting by being advisors to the police when some sort of whether it's chemical or biological or just a hurricane, when some sort of disaster strikes, you'll see more and more American military out there in the streets. And I think you'll start to see, and because they have pledged to have American troops essentially having a tour in the so-called homeland, you'll start to see more presence. Whether they're actually occupying the streets or not, in that they're standing around watching things, I don't think that's going to happen right away, but you'll see more military vehicles driving around. You'll see more military out and about.
Well, and they have to get the troops themselves used to doing these kinds of acts as well. Some people that I interviewed that were fleeing the last hurricane that hit New Orleans, not the major one that caused all the damage, they had troops at the airport, and any time like these people went out to go smoke, a armed MP would go up and ask them for their ID and demand to see their ID. The MP that was doing this with the machine gun was not happy about it. He felt very uncomfortable, and he told him, look, I'm sorry I have to do this, but I'm just following orders, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
After 10 times, it's not going to be as big of a deal. After 100, 1,000 times, it's going to be, give me your ID.
I hope that's wrong.
That sounds like a radio in the background.
He's a cop.
This is OJ the cop. So what do you? I mean, do you see any kind of correlation between like the first time you write a ticket and how you know the blood gets flowing and it's an intense experience versus the 100th time where it gets to be routine and anybody who kind of steps out of the line, that's where the cops get an attitude?
Well, not so much that. I've got my own little rule. There's some people that, or some officers that they make up their mind absolutely whether they're going to give a ticket or a warning before they walk up to the car. I don't have that kind of a firm mindset. my one rule is that I will never allow anybody to talk themselves into a ticket. If I've decided to give a warning, I'm giving a warning, period. If I've decided to give a ticket, if there's a good reason, or if I feel that it's not necessary to give them a ticket after talking to them,
so OJ,
I'll change my mind that way.
Say you had you pulled somebody over maybe for speeding, and you walk up to the car and the window's only rolled down an inch, and they ask, how can I help you? Mark just fell out of his chair.
Sorry.
How would you feel in that situation?
I'll introduce myself and tell them what the reason I pulled them over.
Okay, so you wouldn't demand to get them out of the car or roll the window all the way down or anything like that?
No, so long as they can hear me and I can hear them, I'm happy.
Okay.
OJ's a reasonable dude, you know.
Not all of them hate people who want to stand up for their rights.
Nope. No, not all of them.
OJ, always good hearing from you, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, as always. Let's talk to Rob in Georgia on the amp line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Just super, Rob. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about this.
Hey, one quick question. I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you on a handset phone or something like that? Or?
Yeah, I can get to the handset.
Or it sounds like you're on one of those, and a handset wasn't the word I was looking for, one of the earbud things.
Earpiece.
Earbuds, yeah. So that would be
okay,
awesome.
How's that?
Better.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this national service stuff and kind of the general tone of Obama worship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I listened to the MC Yogi thing, and I found it deeply offensive to use a rap song for a pro-state agenda. You know, to me it's kind of like preparing pork according to a kosher recipe.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it was like, okay, whatever. So, and then, you know, I'm kind of thinking in terms of, people have really elevated Obama to the status of this sort of messianic character. And, you know, it's really quite frightening in the sense that, you know, the traditional anti-American element have largely been worked into a sort of patriotic fervor by Obama.
They blindly buy into this change thing, and I haven't seen anyone really explain what change means, just that the change is coming.
Yep.
And he's black.
Well, you know, hey, everybody needs a black guy around.
Right.
I know I was telling a couple of my friends that, you know, this is a really good time to be a token black, so I'm declaring myself the leader of the libertarian movement.
All right, go, Rob.
I like that kind of change. Yeah, we could do a lot with that.
So, Rob, I called in on a progressive talk show that's in the local area, and I told them that I just found it disgusting that it seemed like the only thing they could say about Obama was that he was the first black president, and I think that's that sounds racist, you know, sort of in an opposite direction, but racist nonetheless. I'd like to bring you back and see what you have to say about just the biggest, most important thing about Obama seeming to be that he's black.
Hang on, more with Rob in Georgia, and your calls as well, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind.
Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose or bouquets, preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Every 23 seconds a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the wiki. Over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. That's wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com as we go back to Rob in Georgia. Rob, you're back on Free Talk Live. I don't know if you were done saying what you called about. I know Mark wanted to go off in a different direction. So
No, we can go in that different direction.
Go ahead, Mark.
So I was just it seemed to me that every time I've heard Barack Obama's name mentioned in the last couple of months, the next thing I hear is this nation's first black president or first African American president or whatever way they want to spin it. And to me, either A, I'm sick and tired of it, or B, I think it's racist. I think that it's sad that the best thing they can come up with to say about this guy is that he's black. What do you think? You're black.
Well, I think that there are several elements at play here. One of them, which I've heard from multiple sources and I have to agree with, is that to some degree, white people kind of want absolution from the sins of their forefathers.
I suppose.
The other thing I believe is that a lot of black people want, someone, a famous black who is in no way associated with, sort of black low culture. So you kind of got that sort of perfect storm of those things coming together. But then also, I look at Obama as being the sort of guy who people can kind of project their idealized America upon. You figure that the guy is half black, half white, the son of an immigrant. He was born and reared, he was born in and was reared in places where there are large Asian populations, so around Asians. So he's the sort of person who you can sort of project that multiculturalism upon. The only thing he doesn't have is Hispanic, Latin sort of influence. But I think sort of everybody can kind of get a piece is kind of what it comes right down to there. So everyone can kind of project their idealized notion of America on him. And actually, that's one of the things I consider to be most dangerous about him. It's not a particular personal fault of him. Of his, but I have referred to it as anthropomorphizing the American civic religion.
Hey, Rob, you're black, and so clearly you can speak for the entire black population in America.
That was the joke that I was making.
What does it mean to the black community from your perspective to have a black president? There's a rap song about it that's being played constantly on some of the XM stations. It just glorifies him, and it's disgusting to me.
You're probably talking about Jeezy. My president's black, my little
Lambo. That's
blue.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, young Jeezy is out of Atlanta, and one of the guys who I went to college with, one of my best friends, is actually his manager. So believe you me, I'm very familiar with that song. So, yeah, I mean, black people, there's definitely a sense of pride and enthusiasm. The two days where I can honestly say I believe that most of the people who I associate with, I'm always associated with, are black. And the two times where I'd say the friendliest I've ever heard black people in my entire life were the day after the election and the day of the inauguration. I mean, everybody was saying, hey, brother, can I help you? I mean, it was something. I was like, wow. There was definitely a lifting of spirits, which was very palpable.
Fascinating.
You know, I found, I don't know, you know, your experience is exactly as your experience is. I'm not trying to dissuade that at all, but I found that black people are more friendly on the streets and greet you, if not, they'll at least return a greeting when so many. If we're going to make blanket racial statements, I've personally, in my experience, found black people to be more friendly on the streets rather than less. But
more friendly than white people?
I agree.
That's
with
my experience.
Black people do usually speak to one another, but it was more enthusiastic, believe you me.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they're normally not enthusiastic. No, I find that black people speak far more than any other race, at least to me. But then again, hey, I'm black. But I'm telling you, those 2 days, it was like, I mean, the difference I saw was just amazing. I was like, wow.
Quick question. I mean, since we're talking about the issue of race, and we've got this bigoted guy that's been calling every single night. In fact, he's on hold right now. But I'm just curious. I mean, obviously, there are racists in all over the place. There are black racists and white racists, and of course, I hate the idea that we even have to deal with this stuff, but I'm curious, is there any sort of underlying current, or is there any presence of certain people in the black community who are anti-Obama because he's not black enough for them?
Oh, sure. When he was first running, I certainly heard of some people who did not really consider him black. Now, for the most part, those people tended to be older. I believe that Obama kind of scared the pants off of what I call the black political class, the traditional old black preacher types, the people in their 60s now and 70s and even 80s. Those people really, because he's so much an outsider, he has really nothing in common with what is traditional black culture in this country. I mean, there's just no ancestry for him there.
Mm. Interesting. Any other thoughts for Rob while we've got him here?
Yep, we've drained you out of your blackness this evening.
Hey, Rob,
yeah,
I really
I've been leashed white.
Rob, I really enjoy your perspective and love hearing your calls.
I do too. It's one of our most brilliant callers. I thank you, sir, for the call tonight, as always, and your patience as well. 800-259-9231. And we go to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Scott, it must really bug you to hear an intelligent black person talking on these airways. It must really get your goat because you are a bigot and you hate everybody that's not a white white racist.
Well, I think that in a way you're
you're quoting hypocrisy, because I'll tell you why. I've been listening intently what you're saying, and let's face it, we have a communist government. That's what America's headed for, down the path of communism as we speak. And I've heard the term international bankers and New World Order and the Federal Reserve. And if I'm correct, this is all double talk for our Zionist occupied government, or ZOG. And I'm labeled, I'm stigmatized as a racist, a bigot,
you
an anti-Semite.
You are a bigot. And you are a racist.
You're hiding all of these terms when they really mean Jew.
But, Scott, here's the problem.
Get out of here.
Okay. let's assume for a second what you're saying is true, and that the handful of people that are running the country are all Jewish, or they're controlled by some kind of remote-controlled Jew satellite dish out
there.
They got the Jew chip in their head.
But
they definitely are.
It would still be bigoted, because the vast majority of Jews in America aren't involved in this and have nothing to do with it and are controlled by these same people. That's still racist.
Could I leave you with a thought? We have a Jewish Bolshevik government. I consider it a Zionist-occupied government, or ZOG.
Now you're repeating yourself. Sam had a question for you, I think.
Scott, could it be that, would you agree that people who grow up in different areas of the world grow up with a different culture, with different values and beliefs?
Of course they do.
Okay, so could the Jewish people just simply be better because of their culture, because of their beliefs, because of the way that they're brought up? Whatever it is, they're slightly more inclined to get into something like banking or, whatever it is you're accusing them of, show business. Could they just be better at that because of their culture, and maybe there's not this big conspiracy?
Let's be frank, gentlemen. I never said the Jews are morons. In fact, they're a brilliant race. What I'm saying is the Jews lack morality. They have no morality whatsoever. And if you don't believe
I've got lots of Jewish friends, and that is really insulting. The fact is that those the people that I have that are Jewish friends are extraordinarily moral.
And that's why you're racist.
Bernie Madoff.
I don't know Bernie Madoff. Scott, I've never met him. He may be a bad guy. He sounds like a bad guy.
Jewish bankers are. I'd like to say one
thing.
Get
out of here. Done with you for tonight. Goodbye. That's why you're a racist. Because you label everybody as though they're the same simply because they were born in a similar place or have a similar belief system, a religion, rather, or have
the
same hair color.
Wear a little hat.
Yeah, or whatever. Just disgusting. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just enough time for your calls. I'm hoping we get to the the BART update here. Might be able to pack it into the final segment coming up here in moments at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. 629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Used items, brand new items, whatever. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. And they've got the brands you trust at great prices. Free Super Saver shipping in many, many cases. So shop, and Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls. Alex in New Jersey, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello,
hey,
Alex. What's on your mind?
I was talking with a guy just a few hours ago, and he was telling me that the bailouts are totally needed, and I was talking to him about unintended consequences with the market and how false signals can get sent, et cetera. And I was talking about how government regulations in the banking industry have caused more people to get loans, et cetera, et cetera. And we got onto the topic of credit cards, and he told me that a contract between a bank and a customer regarding a credit card is not valid because nobody can read and understand what the terms are and the clauses are in the contract. My argument is that buyers should beware and that the buyer has all the terms spelled out, and if they sign it, they should be bound to it. But he says that they're not even valid anyway because nobody can understand it. And I'm having trouble getting through to him that government intervention is bad. What do you think I can say to him to rebut his claim.
Well, I think government intervention is bad. However, I will take his side on the point that the contract with a credit card company is not, in my opinion, is not a real contract because it's one-sided. They don't sign anything. You sign something. It's I forget, there's an actual term for that kind of contract.
Equal consideration.
Well, I don't know. That's probably a factor, but essentially there is no other party. It's a corporation. It's a file folder. You're not really contracting with another party. And in addition to that, when you're signing one of those contracts, in a lot of cases, the contract usually has a modification clause that will allow the corporation to modify the contract, in many cases, without even providing notification of the contract modifications. But frequently they'll send you, you know, a little something in the mail saying, oh, well, we've changed the rules, and now here they are. And, of course, you can opt out, and you can cancel the agreement in many cases. But I just don't feel like it's as valid of a contract as a contract between two consenting individuals who've had a meeting of the minds, so I don't know if I can completely back you on it.
For government regulation.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, he will use that as an excuse for government regulation.
Well, the fact is, it's a result of government regulation. Governments were the government was regulating banks before credit cards even existed. So the fact is that people rely on their agreement, you know, their social contract with the government to protect them from credit card companies rather than relying on themselves because they know that there's no one to go to and complain about if they sign a contract that says that they're going to give up their firstborn or whatever.
So my argument could be that without a government regulating the banks, the contracts would be a lot easier to read and understand, and it could be go both ways.
Bring up how many credit card companies are out there. I mean, there's basically Visa and MasterCard, and every bank goes through one of those two major clearinghouses. Sure, there's some others, but how did they get to grow so big? It's by using all of these government regulations to their advantage.
Right.
And you can always point out the old standby that government regulation benefits those who are established, benefits those who are in those positions of power and influence, and it does nothing for the little guy. I mean, he may believe that they'll do something for him someday, but the reality is big corporations have no problem with regulations because they just absorb the costs, they increase their prices by a cent or whatever, and they cover the costs and they hire whatever new lawyers they need to deal with the regulations, while other people that might want to get into the credit card business, it makes it that much more difficult for them to come in and compete.
It's a result of government. It's the same way the political parties are. It's the same way the phone company is. You have one or two, maybe a small handful of providers that have managed to jump through all the hoops and get through all of the mess of regulations in order to do business. And the barrier for entry is so high. Ask him what it would take, what he would have to do to get licensed to open up his own credit card.
Right. Those are some very good points. Thank you guys for the
experience. Thanks, Alex. Always appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Stephen,
hey,
Colorado.
There.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to make the observation, Hamas-Israel little miniature war that was going on might be a good example of one of the problems with democracy, because certainly all of the people who were getting bombed and killed and having their heads blown off did not vote for Hamas. Some of them were very strongly against Hamas, and yet Hamas won the election by a democratic process, and they were bombed right along with the people who voted for Hamas.
Good point.
Yep, just thought I'd throw that out there.
Thanks, Stephen. Glad you did. Let's continue and talk to Doug in Illinois. Doug, you are on Free Talk.
Hi. I enjoy listening to you guys here on the Internet.
Thank you, Doug. What's on your mind tonight?
I like to use you guys for my background here in the house all the time.
Very good.
You were talking about how the New World Order would cut back population. They've got a
We weren't talking about that. Somebody brought it up, and I denied that I believe there was any truth to it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, if you Google the Georgia Guidestone, some people call it the Stonehenge of America. They got these huge granite monuments that somebody has put up in Georgia.
Uh-huh. Yep,
I've
heard about
it. And in 8 or 10 languages, it tells what the New World Order's position is in what's coming up. And in all the languages, it says that they want to decrease the world population to 500 million.
Okay, so you're saying that somebody put some stones up, and because some stones say something, that has any, you know, real bearing on what's going to happen.
These are multi-million dollar stones. I mean, I don't think.
Why would
put
the New World Order warn you? I mean, so far they've been quite surreptitious to the point that the vast majority of the public don't know who the New World Order is. Why would they put up a giant stone monument telling everybody who they are and what they're doing now?
Well, they like to put stuff right out in front of you.
Okay, so you're telling me if I'm this New World Order, what would he be? Not a henchman, but a mastermind, let's say.
There you go.
And
well, they've traced the money down to
Hold on.
Out of New York.
Hold on. I am this New World Order mastermind, okay? I've got billions of dollars. Nothing is out of my reach. If I want to go, shoot a little 13-year-old kid in Vietnam, I could arrange that and pay for it and have it done. You're going to tell me that with having anything that I want at my fingertips, I'm going to want to reduce the population to, what was it, 90 million?
500 million. That's what it says.
And reduce the potential new advancements in technology and science that I pretty much want to stop life right
and
where
hot
it
chicks.
Is.
Hot chicks.
I'm going to get rid of the hot chicks. Cause,
not as many people to make me sundaes that I like to eat.
So I'm going to just eliminate all of this wonderful things that my money can buy because...
Google it and look at it. It's real.
Do you have any actual answer to...
What does that have to do with my question? You're telling me to Google
the
stones thing?
Well, you're asking me to give you the psyche of
No, I'm asking
devil,
you, what would the possible
person.
Motivation be for me to eliminate the people that are giving me all of these new advancements? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, they've got advancements much greater than what we've got.
How'd they get them?
Already.
How'd they get them?
Well, there's a lot of advancements that have been around forever. You know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
It's a,
what?
So are you telling me Moses had
Bible,
a cell phone?
The Bible tells us there's
Are you telling me Moses had a cell phone?
Oh, they have been.
Do you
I
think
mean,
that Noah had a GPS device to find Mount Everest?
Did Noah have an email address? Say again?
You know, there's UFOs in the Bible. There's nothing new under the sun.
You know, I went to a Christian school for 9 years. We never had the UFO lesson.
Well, you must have went to a Catholic school.
No. I went to actually it was Dutch Reform. They're busy setting up schools all over the place. But you wouldn't have known it. I didn't know what Dutch Reform was.
So you have no real response.
Look at Ezekiel and the wheel and a wheel.
So you actually have no real response to what Sam said.
I thought it was psilocybic mushrooms.
Sir, you have no real logical, sensible response to what Sam had asked you about.
Why they would want to stop us?
Why they would want to stop progress. They benefit from all the little people doing their little things out there, making things and working and toiling and slaving so they can have wealth extracted from them to go to the elites. Why would they want to give up on that just to kill people? What's the point?
Their scientists are way ahead of anything. You know, anything that we get.
Oh, so they have their own scientists
coming downstream from them.
You're telling me the elites have their own scientists and their own manufacturing base, so they'll just keep their own little manufacturing base on like an island somewhere. I mean, that's just crazy. Do you realize how crazy that sounds? It doesn't even make sense. Thanks for the call. It's Benny in here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
We tried. Guy can't even make a coherent point. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll cover the Bart thing some other time. All right. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.